A Fox News poll last week found Texas Governor Rick Perry tied with Jeb Bush as the choice of Republicans for presidential candidate in 2016, a 7% increase for Perry. He took a beating during the 2012 presidential campaign because of what Tea Party activists saw as his soft stance on immigration. Now he's getting a bump from his border battle with President Obama. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Ben Philpott of KUT reports on Rick Perry's political rebirth.
It may have been Rick Perry's first misstep in his run for president back in 2011. In a debate, he was asked about illegal immigrants and a Texas law allowing some undocumented children to pay in-state tuition at Texas public universities. Perry delivered an answer that didn't sit well with Tea Party conservatives.
But if you say that we should not educate children who have come into our state for no other reason than they've been brought there, by no fault of their own, I don't think you have a heart.
His campaign's downward slide from there is well documented. So it was no surprise that as 2014 began, Rick Perry was a presidential also-ran, a footnote from 2012, someone not considered a serious candidate for 2016. When his name was mentioned in the media, it was usually to be mocked for his decision to start wearing glasses, like in this clip from Stephen Colbert.
After 2 years of agonizing reappraisal, the governor has completely reinvented himself with a pair of glasses. He can't lose now. I mean, those make him look smarter, more serious,
Perry's name was even left out of many polls gauging early support for 2016 contenders. And when he was included, he placed near the bottom, often far behind the newest Texas political star, Senator Ted Cruz.
Hey, why don't you get up here kind of close? Yeah, just get your guys up here, please.
But fast forward to a June 23rd press conference where Perry talked about the thousands of unaccompanied minors being apprehended at the border.
Thank you all for coming out and covering this today.
That's when Rick Perry reclaimed the mantle as the border security governor.
We have what I consider to be an untenable situation on our hands in Texas and in turn for this country.
No issue is, I guess, more in the comfort zone of Rick Perry than is the issue of border security.
Mark Jones chairs the political science department at Rice University. He says Perry has long been a hawk on border security, but friendlier to immigrants already in the country.
In doing so, it allows him to make a strong appeal to conservative voters based on the issue of border security without alienating Hispanic voters with what's often seen as anti-Hispanic rhetoric.
And with Hispanic recruitment a priority among Republicans, Perry's tough but caring stance may be a perfect fit. And Jones says that's given Perry's presidential aspirations new life.
This is causing people to at least take a second look at Rick Perry, somebody who most of the national pundits had completely discarded from the range of viable candidates for 2016.
In the weeks after Perry's late June press conference, he's gone from the bottom of most polls to somewhere near the top, for whatever that's worth in this early stage. He was tied for first with Jeb Bush in a Fox News poll released last week. And over the last four polls, he averages higher than Ted Cruz. Now, it will take more than border security to win the GOP presidential nomination, but the subject has given Perry some credibility to weigh in on other national issues without getting the eye rolls that often follow the rants of third-tier candidates. Like last weekend, when Perry was on CNN's State of the Union. Yes, he talked about border security, but question number one for Perry was on foreign policy and the war between Israel and Hamas.
I don't understand why this administration would criticize Israel for trying to protect their citizens in their country from a group who have clearly stated that they will not be satisfied until Israel is wiped off the face of the earth.
But Perry hasn't stopped at Israel. He recently wrote a letter asking Congress to reauthorize the Federal Export-Import Bank, which helps American companies sell their products overseas. It's a stance that puts him at odds with Senator Ted Cruz and gives Perry a chance to use his newfound political footing to set himself apart from his expected in-state presidential rival. For Here and Now, I'm Ben Philpott in Austin, Texas.